What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm diving deep into the 2022 Game of the Year contender that you should definitely add to your video game backlog. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player gamers manage their video game backlog. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and my quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. DJ, cut the beat. So as I walked up to that yellow wall, the gateway that I'd become so familiar with, I knew in every fiber of my being that I was probably about to die. How did I know this? Because I've walked through that door before. Tons of times, actually. And every single time, I've died. It's like I'm stuck in this loop. Over and over, I walk through that gate and death meets me on the other side. I've probably gone through this exact moment 50 times. And you know what the crazy thing about this is? I love every second of it. That is the magic of the game that I'm going to recommend to you today. This game is a single player experience that came out this year in 2022. And it's a game that I think you should be playing, or at least have in your video game backlog list. I'll be honest, I've never quite gotten why people are in love with the Soulsborne games. I didn't see the appeal of a genre of games that takes pride in being hard for the sake of being hard. That is, until I played Firm Software's Elden Ring. Many people in the gaming industry are calling this game one of the best games in the last decade. Here's the story of how Elden Ring hooked me. It all started because of a boss fight with Margit. Margit the Fell was beating my ass like I was a deadbeat dad, and he was a single mom that I owed child support to. It didn't matter what strategy I used. I kept seeing that dreadful "you died" screen every time I went up against him. So I left him alone. I went to go see what other things I could discover in this big open world. So I did that for a while, mowing down enemy after enemy and having a good time just messing around in the world. At level 48, which is way stronger than the last time I squared off against Margit, I decided I was ready to face him again. He is, after all, the first boss in the game. So, I went back to that familiar yellow gate, ready to return the favor for all those whoopings that Margit put on me. I stepped through the portal, and wouldn't you know it, he beat my ass again. But this time it was different, because this time I got close to victory. So I tried again, and this time I slayed Goliath. And it wasn't even close. I was doing circles around him. I felt like John Cena because this man just couldn't see me. I know that line was corny, but I couldn't help myself. Anyways, as my longtime foe was vanishing, I realized that this is the magic of Elden Ring. It's the journey, plus the feeling of accomplishment when you finally do overcome an obstacle. After 50 hours of playing the game and only defeating one boss, I can honestly say I get the appeal of Soulsborne games now. So, now you know why I really like Elden Ring. So is this game for you? If you're looking for a game that you can get a lot of hours of, one that you can get joyously lost in, and a game that has tons of replay value, then I'd highly recommend that you play Elden Ring. For those of you who don't know what Elden Ring is, it's a fantasy action RPG made from Firm Software Studio. These are the same minds and creators that made the popular Dark Souls series and the cult classic Bloodborne. The difference between Elden Ring and those games that I just mentioned is that Elden Ring isn't a linear, mostly straightforward action adventure that its predecessors were. No, this game is a massive open world full of rich lore that was created by Hidetaka Miyazaki and the creator of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin. In Elden Ring, you play as the Tarnished. It's a label that you quickly discover is a very bad thing. The Tarnished are a class of people who were brought to this land and given the task of rising up the rankings to the role of Elden Lord to restore peace and order to the world. That sounds good and all, but it's a tall task because you start out at the very bottom of the food chain. If you played and enjoyed the previous Firm Software games, then you'll be right at home with Elden Ring. If you're new to these type of games, or, like me, rage quit on a previous one, then just know that you're in for some punishment. A lot of punishment. Let's talk about the gameplay. In Elden Ring, you can strike and attack in a number of different ways. For example, you can use archery, magic, spells, spears, and even summon monsters to help you vanish your foes. That's just scratching the surface. There are tons of ways that you can build and design your character to fight. Even more important, you can also dodge, block, and parry attacks. In this game, being good on defense is a must because everything in this game wants to kick your teeth in. The gameplay feels really tight and fun. Depending on how you play, the action can be fast and fluid or slow and more methodical. Like I hinted to a couple of times before, this game is difficult, especially to newcomers. However, even when I died, I feel like it was on me as opposed to the game just feeling cheap. This feels like the most accessible Firm Software game that we've ever gotten thus far. Let's talk about the story of this game, the map, and the lore. One of the things that makes this game truly special is its astounding open world and its astonishing map. What's impressive about this map isn't just how large it is. No, it's also impressive because of how dense the open world is. Around every corner, there seems to be something else to discover. It could be a new piece of lore, or it could be a dungeon with its own boss for you to defeat. In a lot of ways, it's just like Zelda's Breath of the Wild. The game's biggest achievement is the freedom of exploration and discovery. Instead of tons of map markers that you see in other games, Elden Ring leaves it up to you to find what the world has in store for you, for better or for worse. I really want to shout out how refreshing it is that this game is the whole experience that you pay for. It's not trying to sell you more with microtransactions or use toxic gaming trends to try to squeeze more money from you. This is the full game. And what a hell of a game it truly is. Elden Ring gives you so much to do and so much to see. It's so impressive how this game gives you so many different types of enemies to encounter, from different sizes and shapes to the different abilities that they hold. Every single enemy presents its own unique challenge. And even the new enemies that you encounter that look similar to ones that you encountered before present themselves in a different manner. They have different skills and give you a different obstacle to overcome. It's not an understatement to say that you can legitimately get yourself lost into this game. So, no game's perfect. So, let's talk about some of the flaws of Elden Ring. One of my biggest flaws of this game is the way that Elden Ring tells its story. This feels like a game where you have to hunt down the narrative as opposed to the traditional way of storytelling. It feels like a huge miss that this game has this detailed fantasy story that feels difficult to consume. Imagine if this story was told in a similar way to games like Horizon Forbidden West, The Last of Us, and Ghost of Tsushima. The immersion would be on a whole nother level. Another flaw that I have with this game is the game's systems are a bit cumbersome to learn. Once you wrap your head around them, it becomes second nature. However, the game introduces a lot of information to the player at the very beginning of the game, and it could have done a better job of explaining the gameplay mechanics. Overall, despite this game's flaws, I get why a lot of people consider this game to be one of the best video games in the last decade. It has so much for you to do and explore. It's rich in lore, enemy variety, and customization. The boss fights are frustratingly challenging, but it's so fulfilling when you overcome them. Elden Ring isn't going to be for everyone. If you don't like those hard, challenging bosses, then this game isn't going to be for you. If you're not an open world gamer, this isn't going to be a game for you. If you don't want a game that's probably going to take you 80 plus hours or more to beat, then this game isn't for you. For everyone else, you should definitely try Elden Ring. Elden Ring is a single player experience that gamers will be talking about until the end of time. I'm giving Elden Ring a 9 out of 10. This is a single player experience that you should definitely check out. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log 10 games down. Those games are your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative game. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, I'd definitely recommend Elden Ring be your single player narrative game, your primary focus, or your narrative game that's going to be your palate cleanser game when you're not in the mood for your other narrative game. Depending on what type of gamer you are, Elden Ring would fit perfectly in either spot. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the single player experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your backlog list or talk about good single-player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free single-player experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.